This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your vibration. We would like to express our greetings to each of you and to let our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. Now, before we begin, as always, we suggest that there exists for you that opportunity to be involved in that silent communication, that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information with other entities that have been with us on this afternoon. And you will find that as a result of the energy that you have created, that it's quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state. Should you express that intent, you have but to close your eyes, and that opportunity exists most certainly for each of you. And as always, that information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness many times is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And many times that information, although you may not have instant access to it in your awakened consciousness state, nonetheless it is available to you and quite often comes in the disguise of what you might refer to as intuitive suggestions to assist you in your creation and in your participation in the creation process of this reality that you are experiencing. And so we would encourage you to be involved in that telepathic interaction or exchange of information, but once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, conscious creation is a terminology, and it is a process of the ability to influence this reality that you're experiencing from your conscious state, and one that is becoming available to you in a manner which has not been possible in your so-called past, in your existence in this vibrational level. You, once again, as a human consciousness, have chosen to alter the energy that makes up this vibrational level in such a way that allows you to consciously influence and to correct your reality, once again, in a manner that has not been available to you in your so-called past, or at least has not been available without great amounts of difficulty compared to what it should be in your so-called new age and new energy that you're entering into. And so conscious creation, that capacity to consciously influence and correct your reality, is becoming available to each of you. And always there's that question of how do you consciously create? What's the method? What's the technique? Well, we've suggested many times that the method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. But there are certain elements that can assist you in that creation process, in that consciously influencing your reality. First of all, you must accept and believe that you are the creator of the reality that you're experiencing. You see, if you can't have that belief system in your so-called conscious state and throughout each and every other level of your consciousness, then indeed it becomes very difficult to consciously influence your reality. If you don't believe that you're in control, if you don't believe that the reality that you are experiencing is a result of choices that you've made at some level of your consciousness, and indeed is a reflection of the beliefs that you hold at various levels of your consciousness, then it becomes very difficult for you to hold the concept that you can consciously influence it, that you can consciously create this reality, if you don't believe that you're in control in the first place. So that's an important element in the conscious creation process. You must accept at various levels of your consciousness that you are indeed in control, that this reality that you're experiencing is your reality, your creation, that's a reflection of your beliefs, not someone else's beliefs. And although, once again, it can be very difficult to get a grasp on those beliefs and to accept that you indeed contain those beliefs within various levels of your consciousness when you're not aware of them in your so-called awakened consciousness state, nonetheless, that's the key to understanding this creation process from the conscious start. You must accept that you are the creator of the reality. And we're, once again, not just speaking about the day-to-day activities that you interact with and share with other entities in your awakened consciousness state, but rather you are, as individuals and as a society and as a human consciousness group of entities, responsible for the creation of this entire vibrational level that you exist in and that you experience. Each and every atom of your entire universe is your creation. You are, in some aspects, responsible for that creation. It's also important that you understand that this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is illusionary. If you don't hold that belief system as well, or if you don't at least grasp that concept, then it becomes difficult to accept the responsibility for it. And it also becomes difficult to believe consciously that you can influence and create and alter this seemingly real reality, which is in truth illusionary. We've suggested many times that it's the most illusionary reality that you will experience throughout all your levels of consciousness. It's the most difficult reality for you to maintain and to persist in, to exist within. You continuously drop out of your so-called conscious state and into your altered states of consciousness. You enter into your dream state. As you all know, that eventually you will. You can't sustain this awakened consciousness state indefinitely. You will indeed sleep. And in that sleep, you will indeed enter into an even deeper state of consciousness, into the dream state. And you will realize as well that at some point you will enter into what you refer to as the between incarnational state. You will die, in other words. You will alter your consciousness one step farther, if you wish, or one step higher. It doesn't matter which terminology you attempt to apply to the perception, but you will indeed alter your consciousness one step beyond that dream state into the so-called between incarnational state. You will die, in other words, and you each all accept that that's inevitable. What's the most difficult for you to sustain is existing in your awakened consciousness state, and yet this is the most illusionary state that you will exist in, and hence the difficulty in sustaining it. It's an illusion. It doesn't mean insignificant. Illusionary does not mean that it doesn't have an importance. It doesn't mean that it is useless or doesn't have a very important function. Absolutely not. It simply means that it's your creation and it's illusionary. The most illusionary reality that you will exist in is this, in your awakened consciousness fact. Accepting that consciously, in conjunction with the belief that you are the creator of that illusion, will greatly assist in this ability to consciously influence and alter and create. It's an illusion, and it's a reflection of your beliefs. It's your reality. So if you wish to change it, then you must change your beliefs. Now, how do you do that? Well, let's look at three different examples this afternoon of various attempts to alter your reality, things that you may wish to bring into your conscious state so that you can have that experience, so that you can change your reality consciously. And let's go from the seemingly absurd and most difficult to what should be the seemingly most comprehensible and within your grasp. Let's say that you wish to experience some type of weightlessness. Let's say that you wish to learn how to meditate, and in that meditative state, levitate. And then bring that levitation back into your conscious state so that you can, in your conscious state, experience the weightlessness. Now, many of you in the meditative state indeed experience some type of levitation. out-of-body techniques and experiences are quite available and readily experienced to many in your so-called altered state of consciousness in the meditative state. But to achieve that in the awakened consciousness state, now that can be much more difficult. Indeed, for many seemingly impossible. But that's the first key to the conscious creation, is to understand that the only limitation to the creation that you can experience in your awakened consciousness state is your imagination. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold, and your imagination can be a great assistance in creating and influencing that reality. And so you wish to, in your awakened consciousness state, experience this weightlessness phenomenon, this levitation, this ability to float through the air, if you wish. So what do you have to do in terms of dealing with the belief systems that are influencing that type of creation process? First of all, you have what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems, and the most difficult for you to alter, the so-called laws of physics that your scientists refer to. And your scientists would tell you that that type of experience, that weightlessness, is very difficult to achieve. Very difficult, because when in your laws of physics, you have gravitation, which pulls upon certain elements in your atmosphere and in your earth system and binds them together, holds them in as one. In order to experience that weightlessness, then there are various options, and one of them is to alter the molecules and alter the atoms in such a manner that they become lighter than the air that you exist within, and as a result of that, becoming lighter, then you begin to float. You can all grasp that concept. The difficulty with that is that it defies entirely that human consciousness belief system, that law of physics, and it becomes very difficult for you to accomplish and to perpetually maintain that type of experience. Difficult. It's important to understand that it's always only difficult. Impossible only exists if you believe it's impossible. It's an illusion. It's your creation. It's a reflection of your imagination and your belief system. It's not impossible unless you believe it's impossible. Difficult, perhaps. Yes, difficult because you choose. Because you as entities choose to exist within the limitations that you put in place when you put in place that veil and agree to participate and to sustain and maintain what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. And so the laws of physics become very difficult for you to alter because you choose. Because you as entities existing within this vibrational level choose to believe that it's difficult. Put in place and agree to sustain and to participate and to maintain those human consciousness belief systems. And so weightlessness, in terms of altering your so-called physical makeup, the very atoms that make up your physical existence, becomes very difficult. Attempting that type of levitation process is not impossible. Indeed, for many it may be more attainable than any other type, because you believe. As always, the most important aspect in this creation process is the belief. What do you believe? So if you hold that belief that it's possible for you to utilize your energy in such a way that you can make your physical body change to the manner where it becomes lighter than air, then you will experience levitation. However, once again, you agree to participate in those laws of physics. You also understand that your scientists will definitely give you some type of an explanation that you have a magnetic system throughout your system, a magnetic type of what you refer to as gravity, an electric magnetic type of energy that attracts the other atoms and all of the molecules that exist within your atmosphere and within your entire Earth system. Exist not only within your Earth systems, but to some extent are influenced by your entire universe that holds your earth within a certain position within your atmosphere and within your entire universe in relation to what you refer to as your sun. And so you understand that there is a connection, an electromagnetic type of connection, what you refer to as a gravitational effect upon all of the atoms that exist within your entire universe. And so if you could change that attraction, if you could change the polarity of those particular atoms and molecules so that they begin to have the effect of repelling as opposed to attracting each other, then perhaps it's possible to accomplish that weightlessness while existing within the so-called human consciousness belief systems of how your laws of physics work in relation to your gravitational system, which is based upon an understanding of the magnetic field that surrounds your earth. Is it more difficult to have that type of experience? Not necessarily. It's not necessarily either. Is it any easier? It all depends upon your belief system. What do you believe? What do you believe? It's so important to understand that the reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And some of those beliefs that you hold are that human consciousness belief systems that you agreed to participate in. You agreed to sustain and maintain. And to attempt to step outside of that becomes much more difficult than attempting to create some type of a reality within the limitations of those human consciousness belief systems. And then you have the societal belief system. Easier to manipulate many times than your so-called human consciousness belief systems, and than the so-called laws of physics. And yet, within the society, and you're attempting to alter societal belief systems, if the society does not hold similar beliefs, then it can be very difficult. Because you're attempting to, once again, create and to have an experience without any type of validation or assistance at various levels of consciousness of other entities that are existing within that society. It doesn't mean that it's impossible. It means many times that you will, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, experience difficulties in terms of not having the support of others. Others who don't believe that it's possible. Others who don't believe that it's possible for you to create any type of reality, let alone to create a reality where you are experiencing some type of weightlessness. And so that difficulty is there as well. Not as difficult, once again, as the human consciousness belief systems that are influencing your reality, but nonetheless, a difficulty which you must overcome if you wish to create your reality consciously, to experience that weightlessness, that levitation type of experience in your awakened consciousness state. And then you have the individual belief systems. The ones that are within your greatest capacity to influence and alter, but the ones, on the other hand, that can have some of the most dramatic effect upon the success of your alteration of your reality to experience that so-called weightlessness or levitation. The individual belief system. What do you believe? And it comes back to our suggesting that it's necessary for you to hold the belief that you are in control. It's necessary for you to grasp the concept that you are the creator of your reality. You see, if you don't hold that belief system, you don't believe that you're in control, then you will continuously create realities to validate the belief that you're not in control. You will continuously create experiences and realities to validate that there are other influences that are creating and influencing your reality. Other entities, perhaps, if that's what you believe, that are creating your reality. And then it becomes very difficult for you to not only overcome any of the other so-called belief systems, as we referred to the human consciousness and the societal belief systems, but even your individual belief systems, that it's possible for you to have that type of experience if you don't believe you're in control. And to believe that you're in control comes back to the very basics that we've spoke about so many times. You must like who you are. You must love yourself consciously. Those particular attributes can do more for your conscious creation than all of the other methods and techniques combined. Like who you are. Love yourself consciously. Like who you are for who you are, who you wish to be, not because you are attempting to be something else that someone else might like. Like who you are. A very important concept in this conscious creation process. If you like who you are, and if you begin to love yourself consciously, then you begin to feel that you are deserving. You begin to feel that it's within your capacity to create that reality. You begin to feel that it's a possibility. And when it's a possibility, then you, as you begin to hold the various belief systems, as you begin to do the experimentation, turns from a possibility into a probability, and you can have it. You can have it. The only limitation is your imagination. The only limitation are your beliefs. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. If you don't like who you are, then that brings into the whole picture this concept that you're not worthy, that you can't do it. Perhaps someone else could, but not you. If you don't like yourself consciously, and if you don't love yourself consciously, then it becomes very difficult to achieve the beliefs that you wish to bring into your reality. Very difficult indeed. Not impossible. It's always important to grasp that concept that it's not impossible, but difficult. And so let's look at another reality that you wish to experience. Perhaps not so difficult, but then perhaps not necessarily as easy either. Let's say that you wish to experience some type of a health issue that you wish to resolve. That's one that you can all grasp, I'm sure. Do you have a health issue that you wish to resolve? When we look at the human consciousness belief systems, then you pretty much can bypass that. Because you see, in the human consciousness belief systems, other than certain physical attributes that you choose to bring into this vibrational level and into this incarnational period, other than those physical limitations that you may put upon yourself when you choose the genetic pattern that you wish to experience in that physical being that you're going to be in this incarnational state, and with that particular physical being, the so-called genetic diseases or ailments that may come with it, other than those elements, the so-called day-to-day health issues that you deal with don't necessarily fall under that human consciousness belief system umbrella that makes it difficult to alter. And so you can, other than once again the so-called genetic illnesses that you may experience, if it's just your so-called day-to-day illness that you can experience and understand that it's within your capacity to control, you sort of step past that human consciousness belief system and you enter into the societal belief systems. And societal belief systems can have a huge effect upon your capacity to experience some type of healing, if you wish, of an illness, depending upon how that society views the illness and the ability for that illness to be dealt with in a successful manner. And the society changes. The societal belief systems are much more readily changed than the human consciousness belief systems. And they are, if you wish to use that terminology, continuously evolving and changing and altering. So an illness, for example, that was absolutely untreatable in your so-called past, in perhaps 100 years ago now is a type of illness that is looked upon as being rather insignificant, because you believe that it's within your capacity to treat that illness. But you still have illnesses that your society looks upon as being very difficult for you to have some type of a successful treatment. And illnesses, once again, that are not necessarily reflected upon your so-called genetic pattern. Illnesses, nonetheless, that at various levels of your consciousness you have chosen to experience. You see, it's always important to understand that you choose the reality that you experience. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. And at some level of your consciousness, be it at your awakened consciousness state or in your dream state or in your between incarnational state, you choose the reality. You choose the belief system that's reflected in the reality that you're experiencing. You choose. And so that disease that you're experiencing, at some level of your consciousness, you make the choice. Now, we're not suggesting that you simply sit down and say, well, I'm going to experience that illness exactly that way. No, that's not what we're suggesting. We're suggesting perhaps in your so-called between incarnational state, you put in place the possibility for that illness to be experienced during a lifetime, during an incarnational period. And it's stored, that possibility is stored within your DNA. And depending upon the choices that you make throughout your existence in your awakened consciousness state, depending upon indeed the beliefs that you hold, depending upon your attitudes, depending upon your thoughts and your feelings, you influence the energy that surrounds the DNA, and you take that particular belief system that's been held as a distinct possibility and turn it into a probability, and you experience it. Well, you can reverse that process. You can reverse it. Now, you can do it various ways and use various methods or techniques. Some of those illnesses, if you wish to operate once again within the human consciousness belief system and the societal belief systems, indeed, you can look towards your so-called scientific experiments and come up with certain medications that can assist, or certain medical techniques that can assist in handling and eliminating that illness. That's operating within the societal belief systems and within the human consciousness belief systems, and indeed for many within your so-called personal belief systems to the greatest extent. And you can do that if you wish. There's nothing wrong with it. You see, it's important as well that you understand that it's not a right or wrong concept other than what you believe in your awakened consciousness state. Right or wrong does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create your reality. It really doesn't. And that's important to grasp that. It's important to understand that it's not a right or wrong in the method or technique that you choose. If it accomplishes that which you desire, then it's been successful. Right or wrong does not exist at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality. And so you can fall upon your so-called human consciousness belief systems and the societal belief systems and even the individual belief systems if you wish. And you can achieve some type of success, and indeed very successful healing or elimination of what you refer to as an ailment or a disease. That's entirely within your capacity, if you believe that that opportunity exists and that that's a possibility, if you believe. It's always important to understand that it's what you believe. There are many other methods of healing, if you wish. There is a possibility for you to go within thought and to bypass, if you wish, or at least work within conjunction of the so-called societal belief systems, and to assist and to heal through various meditative states, various types of simply desiring, various changes in attitudes, changes in choices, changing in your so-called desires. That's a possibility. But once again, it comes back to the belief system in who you are. It comes back to the method or technique of lacking who you are consciously, of loving yourself consciously. You see, if you don't lack yourself consciously, if you don't love yourself consciously, then it becomes very difficult for you to hold the concept that you deserve to experience the conscious creation process, no matter what it is that you're attempting to create. It comes back to that basics that we've suggested so many times. Lack who you are. Put in place the list of principles. Apply the principles, and as you apply the principles, you strengthen your character. And as you strengthen your character, you begin to lack yourself consciously. And as you begin to lack yourself consciously, those that surrounding you begin to lack you as well. And eventually you begin to love yourself consciously. And as you begin to love yourself consciously, then you begin to expect that it's within your capacity and it's within your ability to influence your reality consciously. And you begin to hold the belief that you can do it. That simple, but it's necessary to apply the understanding that the reality that you're experiencing is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You can't bypass that particular understanding. You see, if you don't believe that you're in control, then once again, that's a choice that's not right or wrong. From the perspective of your spark of consciousness that creates the reality that you're experiencing from a position of absolute and unconditional love, they will give you that. Willingly, you can have whatever it is that you desire, not only can, but do. That spark of consciousness that you are creates your reality from that position of absolute unconditional love without judgment as to whether it's something you should or shouldn't have in your awakened consciousness state. You can and do have it. So, once again, that successful, if you wish, alteration of the health issue comes back down to the individual belief system. Are you worthy? Do you believe that it's within your capacity to do so? Do you believe that it's within the capacity of others to assist you in doing so? All of those are legitimate belief systems, and you can have it. Not only can, but do. It's within your capacity to heal yourself, absolutely. You see, you make the choice to be healed. It's not something that happens because some entity decided that, well, it's your turn, and pointed the finger down, and suddenly you had an illness. The illness comes as a reflection of your belief system. The illness is something that you choose at some level of your consciousness. And if you can choose to experience the illness, then you can choose to experience a life without the illness. It's your choice, absolutely, not anyone else's. And then we look at perhaps what you might refer to as a much easier for some reality to experience and to correct in your conscious state. Let's say, for example, that you would like to have a new wardrobe. That seems relatively easy, doesn't it? A very simple reality that you wish to experience. A new wardrobe. Very simple. A simple symbol of abundance. So if we look at the human consciousness belief system, really it doesn't fit in there at all, really. I mean, you understand that it's within your capacity to have that experience. Even look at your societal belief system. You exist within this society where that's very much accepted. It could be in other societies where it's not so readily accepted and even be looked and frowned upon as being some type of extravagance that's not acceptable. But in this society in general that you exist in, the ability for you to purchase a new wardrobe is not only one that's accepted by all, but indeed by many, it's expected that you can do such a thing. Not only accepted. And that's important to understand, that it's an expectation. that it's within your capacity as a society to do so. And so you want a new wardrobe. The two belief systems in this instance are not having an influence upon your achieving that particular type of reality experience. And so we come down to the human consciousness belief system. Rather, we come down to the individual belief systems without being influenced by that human conscious belief system or the societal belief system to any great extent. So what's the individual belief? And once again, it comes down to, is it possible for you to accomplish that? Do you have the means to do that? And if you don't, then why not? Do you have the abundance to make that type of a purchase? Or you look at it and say, well, I don't deserve that. Or do you look at it and suggest that perhaps that money could be better spent in other areas that's not lavishing upon myself? Do you like yourself enough to allow yourself to have that experience? Do you like yourself enough to believe that it's within your capacity to create the abundance to allow you to have that experience? Because the abundance fits within, once again, the societal belief systems that you need the abundance, you need the money in order to purchase the elements. Do you like yourself? And if you like yourself, then you will have the expectation. And if you don't, if you're having difficulty, if you don't believe that you're worthy, then it becomes very difficult to accomplish what should be a very seemingly easy type of achievement in terms of this reality creation process from the conscious state. What for some is such an easy element to create, for another can be very difficult, simply because of personal belief systems. Nothing to do with your societal or human consciousness belief systems. And so it comes back down to, once again, using your imagination, understanding what it is that you desire, and then having the expectation that you can bring it into your reality. And that expectation comes when you like who you are. That expectation comes when you love yourself consciously. Those are the methods or techniques to work on. Like yourself. Like who you are. For yourself, not to impress other individuals. Put in place the list of principles. And don't be afraid to alter which are the most important as you alter your belief systems in your liking yourself. You alter your belief systems in being worthy. It's entirely possible that what was once an important principle may slip down into a lower level and other principles become more important. It doesn't matter. And don't dwell on the instances when you fail to apply the principles. When you dwell upon the negative instances, then you begin to look upon yourself as a failure. And when you begin to look upon yourself as a failure and you constantly reinforce that belief system by holding that attitude, by making the choices and decisions that reflect your belief that you're a failure, then eventually you become a failure and it becomes very difficult for you to consciously create your reality and to experience what even seems to be a rather simple form of creation process that seems to exist and be available to everyone around you, using exactly the same elements, but not having the similar experience. Like who you are. Like who you are. Don't dwell upon the times when you're not successful in applying the principles, but dwell rather upon the times when you are successful and rejoice consciously. Like yourself consciously. Others will begin to like who you are as well. And you begin to love yourself consciously. Understanding that loving yourself consciously means that you're doing things to allow you to experience certain feelings and emotions. Doing them without putting in place any types of conditions. For when you put in place a condition, it's no longer an act of love, but rather it's an act of fulfilling a contract. And it's important that you understand those elements. It's important that you understand that when you give yourself a gift, you don't put in place some type of restrictions. While that's possible and it allows you to function within a society and in the times can even be very desirable, it's not an act of unconditional love. Unconditional means absolutely that, no conditions. And when you give yourself a gift without the conditions, or you give another a gift without conditions, then you are giving a gift through unconditional love that allows yourself or indeed another to experience certain feelings and emotions, the feelings of security or of joy, the feelings of being involved or of knowing someone, of being intimate with someone, the feelings of being vulnerable without worry about losing your identity, without worrying about ridicule. Those feelings that you give to another entity or indeed to yourself are feelings that you allow someone or yourself to feel as unconditional love. And when you feel that consciously within yourself, then you begin to like who you are. When you like who you are, you begin to believe that you're worthy. And you begin to have the expectation to bring in what you desire and what you've imagined that you can achieve. And you begin to hold the belief that indeed it is possible. For once again, this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is a reflection of the belief you hold. It seems so simple. And it really is. You are the God that you search for. You are the creator of your reality. And you absolutely cannot fail to come to that understanding. That's it. That's the simplicity of this creation process. The rest of it is up for grabs. The rest of it is a figment of your imagination. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. You have but to believe. You have but to believe. And while that may seem like an oversimplification, it is nonetheless the key to the conscious creation process. You have but to believe. And now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to return and attempt to answer them for you. And we would remind you in the meantime that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level, and if you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would leave you for a moment or two with love and with peace.